Hare Krishna.
Today we have a class connected to the festival, which is usually held in June. Today is the day of Panihati. You have the Panihati Chida Dathi Utsava. Utsava means festivals. Sometimes we have Maha Utsavas. It's a Maha big festival, but this is not so big Utsava. But it's the occasion to celebrate anyway. So Panihati Chida Dathi means festival of cheap rice and yogurt. This pastime is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, and we will hear about these pastimes and a little more what's in that. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Shri Advaita Chandra Jaya Bhaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, one more thing before we start. Let's read the translation of the song we were singing, Lala Samai Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur. I will read the first line and then you please follow. So, text one. When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? After the shivering while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? Please read the next slide. Somewhat. Anyone?
When the mind is completely purified, being free from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to stand in love and in front of the love of Hare Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful.
When shall I be very much eager to study the books, yes, Hare Goswami? One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Hare Krishna. The teaching of these six Goswamis.
Narottamda always wishes to understand this under the love and the direction of the six Goswamis.
Thank you. As you could hear, it's not only about ecstatic symptoms, this song, that the most important point which is mentioned here, it's the second text. When will that day come when Lord Nityananda's causeless mercy is bestowed upon me? So we will talk about this causeless mercy, about the mercy, which is very much connected with the festival of Panihati. The festival, the pastime which had place in Panihati is described in the Antya Lila, 6th chapter, verses from 43 to 101. We won't cover all the verses, but I will try to describe the pastime. And describe the mercy which is very easy available for us in different forms which we can get today. Panihati grame paila prabhura darshana.
Panihati grame paila prabhura darshana.
Anihati grame paila prabhura darshana. Kirtaniya sevak sange arabahu jana. Kirtaniya sevak sange arabahu jana. Thank you. Panihati grame. In the village known as Panihati. Paila. God. Prabhura darshana. The audience of Nityananda Prabhu. Kirtaniya Sevaka. Performers of Sankirtana and servants. Sange. With. Ara. And. Bahujana. Many others. Translation. In the village of Panihati, Raghunatha Dasa obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtana performers, servants, and others. Okay. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Pari Jana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saha Gana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse has no purport. There are no much purports in all this section, so I won't read because there is nothing much to read. There is one purport, very technical, where Prabhupada mentions just names of the devotees involved. So, but I will set up the scene, because this is in the during the time when Lord Chaitanya goes to Vrindavan, and before he sends Lord Nityananda with a huge party to Bengal to preach. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Avishaka Devi. Jai. So, because the main characters, main personalities involved in this pastime, it's of course Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Raghunath Das. So Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, and he's not present there. Lord Nityananda, with a huge party, we have here described as Kirtaniya Sevaka, means performer of Sankirtan and servants. So the Lord Nityananda was sent by Lord Chaitanya to preach, and he was traveling all over the Bengal with the huge party, the many Kirtaniyas, many servants, and they were performing Kirtan and spreading the holy name. And at this time, as you know, Raghunath Das, he met Lord Chaitanya before, but he got the order to stay at home to perform his duty as a Grihastha. He wasn't very much satisfied with that, and was always thinking how to escape and how to get the association of Lord Chaitanya. But he was guarded very heavily by the parents, so he couldn't do much about that. But he was also at this place. he heard about Lord Nityananda, that Lord Nityananda is in Bengal, so he went to this place and to the village, Grama, it's a village, which is called Panihati. Panihati, it's 10 kilometers north of Calcutta. It's on the bank of Ganges. So in this place, they met. First, so Lord Nityananda stopped for the in this village, and it's described that sitting on a rock under a tree bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of rising suns. So Raghunath Das saw him and was very amazed, and in his amazement he paid obeisances from the distance, of course, to Lord Nityananda. And here we start with the pastime, because Lord Nityananda first didn't notice that he's paying obeisance, but the servant who was sitting next to Lord Nityananda said, "Look, there Raghunath Das Goswami is paying you obeisances," and pointed out at Raghunath, who was in the distance. So and when Lord Nityananda heard this, he screamed to Lord to Raghunath Das, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me," and said, come here, today I will shall punish you." And as we know, the punishment from the Lord is just pure blessings. So how Lord punished him, you may know, but Raghunath Das didn't know what will be the punishment, so he was a little scared to come nearer. But the devotees caught him and by force brought him to Lord Nityananda. And it is said that Lord Nityananda by nature is very merciful and funny at the same time. So he said, "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place." So the thieves are usually afraid to come because they plan something bad, so they are just stay away, they just don't approach. They approach only in the certain moment, usually during night when everyone is asleep. But so this was the humor of Lord Nityananda. So he said, "Now I have captured you and I shall punish you." And first First, before giving specific order to Raghunath, Lord Nityananda saying this, that "I captured you," he put his lotus feet of Raghunath Das' head, because Raghunath Das also paid obeisance in the second, so he put his feet on his head. And this was only because of this mercy, then later Raghunath could achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We know that he later became very renounced, he became one of the Goswamis. But this mercy of Lord Nityananda was essential for him to get elevated to this position. So to bestow the more mercy to Raghunath, Lord Nityananda said, "Okay, make a festival and feed all my associate with yogurt and chipped rice." So this is the pastime, Panihati Chida Dahi. So the festival of yogurt and chipped rice. Because there was a huge party there, so and at this time of the year, it's, as I told you, it's usually June. It's very hot there, so preparations from the chipped rice and yogurt, they have the cooling effect. So that's why this type of preparation. But so, and Raghunath Das was very happy to get this order from the Lord. And he immediately, because he was wealthy, he immediately started to buying different items like chipped rice and yogurt, plenty of bananas and spices. And also, he bought, it is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he bought about 400 small earthen pots. Okay, this is important, these pots, it will be explained later. And also huge pots. So, after purchasing all these items, the preparation started, and the devotees made the two, there are two famous preparations which are connected to Panihati festival. It's this Panihati Chida Dathi pots, these small clay pots. So when the preparation to prepare this dishes started, so first this chipped rice was soaked in the milk, and then part of this chipped rice was mixed with the yogurt and spices and bananas, and the second part was mixed with the sweet milk and also with bananas and a lot of sugar, of course. As you know, in the description in the Vedic literature, in the Bhagavad Gita even, there is mentioned that there is description of three modes and the food in three modes of nature, there is always said that you shouldn't eat too spicy things or too salty. But probably you've noticed that it's never said that the preparation is too sweet. There is nothing like that. It's never too sweet. So they were mixed with this sugar, a lot amount of sugar. And this was the main dish during the Panihati festival. So every devotee got the two small earthen pots, and in one of them was this chipped rice mixed with bananas and spices and in yogurt, and the second one was with the sweet milk and bananas and a lot of sugar, of course. And there were so many devotees that they just sat everywhere, and there was at the bank of Ganges, so they sat at the bank of the Ganges. But the news about festival spread so fast that even more people started coming to this place. And first they were just vendors. They heard that Raghunath Das is paying cash for items you bring. So they started bringing bananas, yogurt, and different vegetables, etc., etc. So, and Raghunath Das was buying everything from everyone, and not only that, they were cooking, and they were feeding these people with what they brought. So everyone was extremely happy. But at certain point, there were so many devotees that there was no place more on the bank of Ganges. So many of them, and it's this follow to this day, many of them went into the Ganges because it's a dry season, so it's not the high water, but they went into a Ganges, so, and they were eating their rice with yogurt and from in the water. So because of this, we have also one preparation, a special preparation, which is called upma, Ganges curd upma. So it's upma made if someone is a cook, he knows that upma is cooked with a semolina in a standard way, but it's when you offer this, and when you offer this to the deities and to the devotees, pour some yogurt around this upma. This is symbolized, this fact that there were so many devotees that there was no place. So they were standing in the water and eating the feast in the water. But then, when all the devotees were enjoying the feast, Lord Nityananda sat, and in meditation he brought Lord Chaitanya to this place. Lord Chaitanya was at this time in Vrindavan, but he brought him. And they started the pastime. The pastime was that while Devotees were eating. Lord Nityananda asked them to chant Hari Hari, and everyone was chanting Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So they were eating and chanting, and Lord Nityananda took Lord Chaitanya with a hand, and they were walking along the bank of Ganges, and Lord Nityananda took from every devotee, from every pot, a morsel of the food and put into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. And they were walking along the bank, and this was the pastime, and they were very happy. And some devotees, it is written, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that some devotees couldn't understand what Lord Nityananda is doing, that taking the rice from the pots and putting somewhere into the air. But some, it is said, they could see Lord Chaitanya during this pastime. So, and then, after this, Lord Nityananda, because there were also the Lord Raghunath Das bought 7 big earthen pots, so they were also filled with the rice. So then they distribute, because even more people came, so they were distributing all this rice. So basically, I related to you the pastimes connected to Panihati. So from this time, the devotees in Panihati were holding this festival. But in the due course of time, it disappeared. But in the 80s, because in Atlanta there is a temple famous, which is called New Panihati. And the devotees from that temple started this festival again in 81. They went to India first time and distributed some prasadam. And now this year is the 30th anniversary of this Panihati festival in the West. So I will come to this later, but what I wanted to say about the pastimes, this pastime, is that this is the festival of mercy and festival of taste. Festival of mercy and festival of taste, and there are 2 types of mercy in this festival available, and 2 types of taste you can get. So, I'm wrong. There is 1 type of mercy, but why I'm relating to 2 types of mercy, so I am saying about 2 types of mercy, I'm relating to the lecture of Jayapataka Swami, who is known as an expert in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The lecture he gave in Mayapur this year, one of the Gaura Purnima lectures, he mentioned that there are 2 types of mercy described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, so 1 type of mercy is mercy bestowed by Lord Chaitanya. So this mercy is available for those who are advanced, who recognize Lord Chaitanya's position. This mercy, at least in the times of Lord Chaitanya, was available for very rare persons like Advaita Acharya. He knew who was Lord Chaitanya. The Sarvabharma Bhattacharya. Those who recognize the position of Lord Chaitanya, he gave the mercy and bestowed the love of Krishna. There was also Ramananda Roy. There were many devotees who recognized Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he bestowed them the mercy. But as it is said, there is a second type of mercy. This mercy is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And this is mercy which is bestowed on everyone by force. Like Lord Nityananda bestowed this mercy on Jagai and Madai. So, and like Jayapataka Swami said, I go for the second one. Okay. So, practically speaking, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we are not able to recognize to recognize the position of Lord Chaitanya. So we all need mercy of Lord Nityananda very much. I would say even more. You can correct me if I am wrong. Most of us are received the second type of mercy, because as you know, and as Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it, Godruma Kalpatavi, there is this market of the holy name, and market of the holy names is the, we would say, the system of distribution of the holy name throughout the world. And the, who is the main storekeeper? It's Lord Nityananda. He is keeping the love of Lord Chaitanya, love of God, in his storage. And you can purchase this by just by faith, practically free of charge. You just pay some faith, and according to amount of faith you pay, you just give so much love of Krishna. So we are all devotees, please correct me if I'm wrong, who got this mercy from the storage of Lord Nityananda. Because the, all the Sankirtan devotees who go out the street, give the books, are working on this principle of the principle of spreading the holy name and spreading the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this is the type of mercy we should long for. And remember that without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot get mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And this is point about the mercy. And this festival, it's the very good opportunity to receive this mercy. In what, which form, we will mention later. But I said that the Panihati festival is the festival of mercy, but it's also the festival of taste. So let's go to the taste part now. Taste means, in this, in the case of Panihati festival, it's a taste for prasadam. We all would like to taste the Panihati preparations, wouldn't we? Yes? Okay. So I'm happy because this is the first part of the Panihati festival. On the, during the lunch, I hope we will succeed to present you the Panihati Chida Dadhi. So two preparations famous. So chipped rice in yogurt and chipped rice with milk. We got chipped rice even, Jai. So this is, this will be during lunch, so please don't forget to come. So this is the taste we get from Panihati festival, and this is the mercy we get, because prasadam is mercy. So this mercy we get today from Lord Nityananda by tasting the Panihati preparations. By the way, if you are inspired to help with preparing or to learn how to cook these preparations, please be in the kitchen at 10 o'clock. And there will be one more preparation to, while we are speaking about taste, to remember this funny things that devotees were eating even standing in the Ganges. So we prepare also the famous Ganges upma with the yogurt. So these two preparations we will have today for lunch. And but this is not all about the taste. Okay, this is the great part of the taste, which we will taste the prasadam. But there is the other, another aspect of taste. So this another aspect of taste is connected to the festival in Atlanta, which is, I mentioned, it is being held by the for the last 30 years. So also Jayapataka Swami is also is visiting and supervising this festival for the last 30 years, so it's very nicely developing. The special thing about the preparations, or about the offering the preparations during the Panihati festival, at least in Atlanta, is that they are being offered in these clay pots. That's one thing. But these clay pots are nicely painted. If you go, you can see, I didn't bring pictures because they are very small. They are on internet available. If you search for Panihati Festival Atlanta, you will see the pots in which the preparations are being offered are painted nicely by the devotees, and on the pictures you can see the different pastimes, or just faces of Lord Jagannath, or just Tulasi. But it's look very nice, very nice. We didn't have time to prepare pots, but this is one element of taste connected, artistic taste connected to this festival. So the my great desire and wish is, and prayer is, that you could get some inspiration from today's festival, and because of this mercy and because of the taste, and you can try to cultivate this festival, because it's very tasty, as you will see, and it's very, very and it's full of mercy. So I will stop at this moment. If you have any questions, or yes, you mean in the times of Lord Nityananda? Now, as far as I know, there are. I don't know exact number. In fact, there is growing bigger and bigger. That's only fact I can say without speculating the number. But it's there. It's being held and it's getting bigger and bigger, especially because of the taste and mercy. Yes. Yes, they do. They go every year. For 14,000, so 40. Wow, 40. So this is quite a festival. 4,000 people. 40,000 people. Thank you for that number. Do you have any other questions or comments? Perhaps someone knows some pastimes? What's so special? The secret is the mercy. The secret is the mercy. Mercy of Lord Nityananda. Yes. Yes, this service mood. Okay, this is the mercy, we could say, the service mood obtained from Lord Nityananda. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
So it's known as the Festival of Mercy because everybody got this prasad, which was the instruction was given by Lord Nityananda.
Yes, this is mercy. Yes, because everybody got this prasad, and everybody got the mercy of Lord Nityananda in this way, by receiving prasad.
So it was mercy for prasad?
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
of course. Yes, this Lord, of course, it's Lord Chaitanya's mercy going through Lord Nityananda. Yes, thank you. This is very, very good point about the this mercy, that this mercy is bestowed by force, okay? Like Yadurani mentioned, that Raghunath Das Goswami was standing at the distance, so we may be sometimes shy and not willing to engage in the service, but then Lord Nityananda grabs us and forces us to do some service, and this is the mercy received from Lord Nityananda by force. Yes, thank you very much.
One point, I'm not sure if you mentioned. There's another thing that you can learn. Because Raghunath Das, he wanted to surrender his life. He was very rich and a family person. Wanted to surrender his life. And Lord Nityananda, he saw his creation of sannyasis who are chanting the holy names and teaching all the time. And Lord Nityananda, he didn't like someone's idea. And he said, not yet. And he told him, that is one of the reasons. You are very rich, so serve the devotees. This discussion of the Arvindasana. You can serve the devotees as well as sannyasa. Sannyasa is a little
Yes, thank you. This is a very good point about the instruction for Grihasthas to do the service, to engage the money in the service of the Lord. Yes, thank you. Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. After this festival, it is described in this chapter, because chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya Meets Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So after this pastimes, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami managed finally to escape to and meet the Lord Chaitanya. That's a very good point, very important, that because of receiving mercy of Lord Nityananda, Raghunatha Das Goswami could fulfill his heart desire and to go to Lord Chaitanya. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Lord Nityananda ki jai. Pani hadi chitta dadhi utsava ki jai. Prasadam ki jai.